This week, South Florida became part of a controversy surrounding the Trump administration's policy of separating undocumented immigrant children from their families at the southern U.S. border. It came to light that a federal detention facility in Homestead is housing an estimated 1,000 immigrant children and teenagers. Now, yesterday, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz and U.S. Senator Bill Nelson tried to get inside the Homestead facility and take a look around. WLRN's Danny Rivero was there.
Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz said that she got a verbal okay from a federal contractor to come to Homestead and check out the facility. But when she arrived with Senator Bill Nelson, the Department of Health and Human Services wouldn't let them in. As members of Congress, Wasserman Schultz says they should have been allowed immediate access.
The Trump administration is engaged in a cover-up of what is happening to the children that they are tearing from their families and detaining in facilities like this one here in Homestead all over the country.
Senator Bill Nelson said he's ashamed of what is happening.
Here we are in Florida, a place that has welcomed refugees with open arms for years. This is a sad day for America.
A request for comment from the Department of Health and Human Services was not immediately returned. The lawmakers say they will continue to try to access the facility in the coming weeks. I'm Danny Rivero in Homestead.
And along with Wasserman, Schultz, and Nelson, State Rep. Keon McGee, the incoming Democratic leader in the Florida House, also tried to gain entry to the detention center and was turned away. Meanwhile, a Central Florida company has no comment about its contract to run that federal detention center in Homestead. From our sister station WMFE in Orlando, Amy Green has this report.
The Cape Canaveral-based Comprehensive Health Services entered into a $30 million contract in February for 500 beds at the South Florida shelter. The contract with the Department of Health and Human Services was expanded in May for 1,000 beds. A company spokeswoman referred questions to the federal government, which did not immediately respond to multiple inquiries. Amy Green in Orlando.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.